This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Wendy Mader. Democrat Susan Monty is starting her first TV ad in the Missouri Lieutenant Governor campaign. The ad focuses on advocating for military veterans and their families. Monty says veterans should be confident they will have a home, quality health care, and a job. Monty is a former state auditor who lost re-election in 2010. She is challenging Republican Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder, who is seeking a rare third term. Between August and September, at least six Holt Summit residents have reported theft of materials from outdoor portions of their central AC units. KBIA's Andrea Park has more.
Condensing units, compressors, and copper piping have been stolen from these AC units, presumably to be sold for scrap. Investigator Detective Mark Beardsley says the price to replace all the damaged systems is $11,000.
I'm not sure if they're scrapping them at recycling outlets or if they're reusing them to repair other people's units.
Beardsley says these thefts are not usually a common crime to the Holt Summit area. The increase in copper prices may have been the reason behind these thefts. Holt Summit Yard, which recycles metal, says aluminum copper extracted from the radiator of AC units can be worth $1.41 per pound. The Holt Summit Police Department advises residents to report any suspicious activity. Andrea Park, KBIA News.
If non-Missouri residents have not registered to vote already, they might be left without a ballot in the upcoming election. KBIA's Chris Lilly reports.
The deadline for non-Missouri residents to register to vote is Wednesday, October 10th. Boone County Clerk Wendy Noren says it is important that this deadline is met. There is not a deadline to change the address for voters who have registered in Boone County but have since moved.
If you are registered in another county in Missouri, another state, or you've never been registered anywhere, you have to have an application submitted to us. We need, if you're going to come in the office, we need it by 5 p.m. on Wednesday.
Noren says that there is 30 to 40% fewer new registered voters in Boone County compared to this time 4 years ago. Chris Lilly, KBIA News.
For registration information, visit our website at kbia.org. The Wiley House in Fulton will remain open despite being scheduled to close its doors due to lack of funding. KBIA's Carolyn Hecker reports.
The Wiley House has been open for 3 years and is Callaway County's only emergency homeless shelter. The shelter is funded primarily through grants. After failing to receive a $15,000 grant it's gotten in previous years, the shelter's funds are nearly depleted. In order to prevent the closure, all three workers have offered to volunteer, declining their salaries. Brad Shepard, director of Our House, the organization that operates Wiley House, says the solution is only temporary.
And I think after a month, you know, if we're still where we need that them to volunteer, if they're willing to keep doing it for a month, we will. But that's sort of what the board of directors has decided.
According to Shepard, if the shelter receives the grant it was denied in 2012 next year and works to expand its funding base, Wiley House will remain open. Caroline Hecker, KBIA News.
Relatives are outraged that authorities freed a Columbia man sentenced to more than 200 years in prison for killing a 16-year-old girl and wounding two others. Reportedly, relatives of James Gant's victims were not invited to attend a parole hearing or informed of his release last year. They assumed he would die behind bars for killing Brenda Hendren and wounding James and Kathy Norman in January 1977 in Columbia. Family learned of Gant's release after conducting a court record search. Now they're angry that he served just 34 years. For KBIA News, I'm Wendy Mader.